Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
No way.
This one again.
Wow.
You know, every time I hear somebody mention it, I'm going to pop it in. This wasn't what I was going to use.
I don't even know how that came up. Off the air, though, said something about somebody being wild. I was like, he's a real wild one. And then that's played.
That's why I did. I just sneak over here a little bit so you didn't see me get it too fast.
You like Google. Stuff I talk about, I see ads for it later.
Go get the 25-cent wings right now. Yeah, the wing bar is open for lunch.
Rise guys will be out here this Sunday. You're going to throw footballs through a toilet seat.
Oh, yeah, and they'll come back for the Halloween party. They're going to be dressed up and giving away tickets for best costume in the house.
One of them's going to be wearing one that won't age well down the road.
Uh-oh.
Wildwood.
He
wild
might not get served.
Wildwood.
I always love the jazzed up boy. The costume contest.
Costume contest.
With Rise Guys.
I got that voice. You can't tell if I work at a strip club or if I'm running the tilt-a-whirl at the state fair. Who wants to go faster? Who wants to see Mercedes on the main stage?
We got a guy who's a DJ, a bartender, and a bouncer. Big tall guy with long dreadlocks.
3N wins. Trade two mediums for a large.
Guess what? You're upstairs already, but there's another upstairs on the upstairs. It's a deck with tables.
I don't know if he's trying to be Jesse or what.
Go up there and see our bartender up in the attic. Oddly enough, his name is Dan Frank.
Oh my God.
Hey, brother. If you dress up like me, you get a free bottle of Devil's Devil. We're going to have a costume that's literally life's ass so you can take a bite out of it.
Oh, my God.
Sound brought to you by God's Balls.
Oh, Lord.
That was Jesse. A new one.
God bless. That's
that was the best commercial back in the day. Song gets stuck in your head for months on end.
This is like the song that like is playing where there's like a... I don't know what you call it. Paige, you're a thespian.
Well,
an actor where it's like, let's say in the movie, this is where you decided you're going to be the power lifter. You're going to start being a bodybuilder like
Hell
you
yeah.
said.
And you, oh, yeah.
It was your birthday, and we brought you in a custom Paige belt, like a back belt.
Yeah.
And you're wearing it on right now. So when you're in the gym doing your squats.
Oh, doing 100 squats.
She's doing the clean and jerk because she's got the belt on.
Yeah. Jerk.
And she's working out.
I got ass and legs.
God. That's what you're going for?
Yeah.
Like first?
Well, no. If I was a power lifter, I would have one.
Yeah, but tell me you that's what you're... bodybuilder. You're going into the bodybuilding scene.
I thought it was...
We're not talking about the team who can rip a phone book in half.
No, that's the power team. Can you blow up a hot water bottle? Can you buy hot water bottles anymore?
No, I wouldn't. How do you blow it?
We got the power lifting team this weekend at the
Ask
wing.
Ask some of your friends, okay?
We got the power wing team. They'll lift the wings, every one of them on the bar. We got hot wings, mild wings, big wings, little wings.
Well,
sticky wings.
I never understood how, like, blowing up a hot water bottle or ripping a phone book would
Reaper
keep
wings.
You from doing drugs.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, just are you trying? That's how
I want to do drugs so bad. I'm going to turn into Hulk and I'm going to let my fingers do the walking.
You got to do drugs to rip the phone book in half, right?
I think you'd have to be on some kind of drug, whether it be some kind of
horse
shot or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
I gotta keep going.
You are doing this on the juice or no? Are you on a cycle?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on a mass cycle, but no juice.
We're talking about some, like, you know, some GNC type creatine. Are we talking about, like, you know,
how
a
much,
couple CCs?
What's your, are you eating a bunch of eggs?
I'm trying to do, I've kind of flipped that though. Instead of carbs with protein, I'm just doing, you know, a little bit of something. I'm trying to balance my blood sugar. And that's
so you're
my
not,
biggest goal right now.
You're not
you
trying
probably
to
probably eat more eggs than Ellen has.
Oh my God!
Like if I feel bad, I'll have crackers with cheese or something.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry.
You got to watch is that a simple carb? Is that a starch?
A carb,
I consider it to be a
slur.
If you're gonna carb up, you gotta be careful how you do those.
Yeah.
So when you say bodybuilding? Because I know your trainer, and I mean she's
she was one. It might still
yeah, but be not good. Like she China. Not the
no,
the,
she was
she
country
won.
We don't like.
She was sleeker.
Yeah, she won some body contests. She's
like
really,
fitness model type
yeah,
sleek.
She's a fitness model.
How about fitness?
I feel like Paige is gonna bulk up if she don't watch out.
No, she's gonna come in here looking like Nicole Bass.
I don't want you kicking our ass in here.
I can already do that.
That's true. I got a sweet spot like King Hippo in Punch Out. If you get me in the right spot, I'm going to bend over.
Hey, what if you like thought that and I said, well, fine, I'll fight you. We wouldn't be allowed to. That sucks.
No,
I wouldn't do it anyway.
Could we? You wouldn't, but.
I couldn't.
I mean, I'm losing my definition.
I feel like you would, but not to a. Like
get you a dictionary.
Not to a big extent. You'd probably do like a pimp slap just to get her off you.
No, no.
You would take it if she's wailing on you? I'd bulldog her into the wall real quick.
I mean, I would, yeah, no, I mean, I
that's
know
that's kind of simp, dude.
I know, I know way people think about that, but I just, no, no.
Okay, what if it wasn't like a full-on fight? She was just like aggravating you and popping you in the nuts a lot. I don't know what the equivalent is.
My dating, is she now that girl from Truth and Consequences?
Yeah, she's beating you up when you drink.
I mean, I would just leave. I'd leave the room.
I mean,
like, what if she's on me or whatever? Like, I'd shake her off or, you know.
Well, keep this in mind when she comes in here buffed and you don't have a choice in the matter.
I'm gonna knock you down. And I'm gonna put my knees on your arms.
Oh, hang on now.
Hold on,
we need to change
the
music.
Then I'm going to take my finger and I'm going to poke
your
chest. Oh,
no, you're not doing nothing with your fingers.
I'm going to poke it so hard you're
going
to scream.
I ain't into play like that.
So hard you're going to scream.
Oh.
What is like? What is the routine? Are you going a few times a week? We're talking about, you know, maxing out?
Well, right now, it all depends on my work schedule. Last week was kind of...
You got to make this a priority.
Well, I am now that I'm out of school. I can do more, but I'm trying to... Once I pass the big test, I'll be fine.
Are we talking about high weights, low reps? You know, that's how you're
gonna
build the muscle.
Yeah, getting out there, getting it done.
So I don't know if you should do that.
Why?
I don't want you to bulk up.
The older you get, the more weights you should lift.
Harder you fall.
That's
closer
well, I mean,
you get.
You just want to keep your bones healthy and toned.
Do you hear that? The schedule's lighting up, so now she can work out. But I keep hearing about a test that, you know, I don't believe.
So, man, can I be honest with you and tell you, when is this test? This test was
for
supposed
real.
To happen last month. I wrote it down in
no,
my
I
damn
already,
day plan.
I'm out of school. I graduated, so I'm waiting for the board.
We didn't even hear about that. No party, no cake, nothing.
Yeah, I'm out of school.
But you just said I'm now in school where
no,
I can do this.
Well, I said now that I'm out of school.
Out of school.
So okay. Now I've got to wait to take my boards. I have to take the practical and the written. And one of
you
my...
You're going to take a couple boards you keep on.
Somebody misspelled my last name on a document, so I had to get my marriage certificate, and that was a headache. So that's all been mailed.
Paige Laskowski!
How do you misspell WTPT?
They can't... I don't know.
Paige Laskowski.
Laskowski.
So I had to get that, some legal paper sent was to Al Sharpton? Columbia.
Page.
So now.
Ooh. Charlotte Page.
Hopefully I'll do it. I want to do it soon.
Who is Charlotte Laskowski?
Says here, new director.
Yesterday I took three tests, and one I got like a 78. The other one I got a 90.
That's like a B now,
right? The other one I got 100, so I'm doing. And I think the one that I messed up, my cat jumped on me, and I didn't answer one of the questions. I just kind of went forward.
Laskowski!
You're taking it like at home?
Yeah, online. You can take practice tests.
So what is the, when is the ultimate, you're finished, you're done?
As soon as
it's all summer. It's
been horrible.
We heard about this every blanking day.
It's been a lot.
And sometimes we didn't even have to ask for an update.
Sometimes I
hear this.
I was going to do a conspiracy.
You did it 19
question
years.
Is that?
I was going to do a conspiracy mystery about I don't think there is a real school and that you're actually seeing someone. And you didn't want to talk about a relationship on the radio.
No.
Can I tell you what I honestly thought?
What?
I thought.
Turning lesbian?
No. Like when you talk about
you. It'd be so much easier.
When you said you were going to school, I'm like, okay, I know where she's going. But I didn't know where you're going. And then I found out and I'm like, is that real? Like, I don't know if you're getting taken.
It was real.
Like for a ride. Like in the movie.
So I graduated and.
But
how do you take a test?
What do you mean you've graduated, but you're waiting on the board? What does that mean?
In order to do hair or aesthetics, you have to pass a test in the state of South Carolina.
You got to take a bush test? You have to draw it out?
Well, I'm not going to be waxing a dummy head. I won't be doing
They don't have
a dummy
crotch?
No. I'm bringing my fake vagina.
They don't have those heat chiller?
So.
Yeah, I don't, I'm confused. You talk about graduating.
But
there's this one last test.
But how did you graduate if you haven't gotten the thing?
Well, I've graduated from school, but I have to take my board test with the state of South Carolina to practice.
So do you have a diploma or anything like that?
I have a certificate that says, I don't know if I don't have it with me.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be weird if you had it with you.
I'd like to see that if you do have it for real. Produce that. ASAP.
Ma'am, why are we speeding? Hold on, let me show you.
I just got my
esthetician license.
But I did graduate, so... It was, I only missed a week of school because I had COVID. Other than that, I was in every single class.
I'm surprised you didn't go. You just got to be dedicated. You got to finish.
I did.
Because I hear you talk about what you won't do, when you get this thing going. And I'm like, I got to feel like you got to do it all, right? All tools at your disposal.
Well, a lot of people specialize in things. Some prefer to do eyelashes.
You gonna specialize in crotch afros? Because if I got one, I'm gonna come to you.
I'll do it. I'll do your fro.
Crotch cornrows.
What if you got buckwheat and a taint lock? You know, you're gonna fix that situation too.
I'll be fast. You won't be in there very long. I'll rip it and send you out the door.
Why the bodybuilding thing though? Why do you want to become a?
I want to be healthy. I want to live.
But it sounds like we think, or at least I think, you're gonna try bulk up and be like some China type of super bitch walking in here. All buff.
She-Hulk.
I'm all by myself. I need to protect myself.
But if you look too bull, you're not going to get a dude. You just got to remember that.
I don't think she wants a dude or a woman. When would she date him?
That's true. She's always got something going on. Plus, she just said she couldn't get a woman. Look at that.
She said it would be easier for her to get a woman.
It would be easier if I was into women.
Why?
But I'm not.
Because she'd have them naked around her all the time.
Because I don't fall in love with women. I fall in love with men.
Oh, my God. What a woman answer. She is too picky when it comes to these dudes, man.
You say that about me, though.
Yeah, but all the
people. Women, though.
I'm going to tell you what dating is like. See, in my situation, I had a good husband. Oh, he's all right, you know. But the guys that I date are all broken, and they all have their problems.
You are drawn to that.
They all complain, and they all whatever.
I like how you're drawn to the drama.
I don't want drama. That's the thing. That's why I stay single.
You don't want it.
I don't want to come home and fight with anybody. I don't want to explain what I'm doing every day, or what I said on the radio, or what I do.
But you see her juxtaposition is she don't like a simp.
I saw you having your picture taken with Wonder Boy. What was he doing at the store? Well, he was with his girlfriend buying cosmetics. You know, it's just
plus say that to his face and tell me how that works out for you. You'll catch a
but
big toe to the nose.
These are conversations that are in her head that never happened.
That could be it, too, I'm kind of wondering.
I mean, like, right?
No, it has. I have dated people, and one guy was kind of like, he said he left his wife. He didn't really leave his wife, and they weren't divorced. He said that they had filed for a divorce. They're not, you know, it's like guys
see,
are all over
the place.
That's
people
one
get, I guess.
Thing, and I will stand by this. That's one thing women do. They will, if they got mistreated, and I don't mean physically, but I mean like whatever way, they suddenly, they hold on to that, and they, rightfully so, I suppose. But like, they think like every man's like that, and they will not like open themselves up to ever and seeing I, past that
yeah,
last one.
Yeah, one dude
to
ruin it
wrong.
For the next one.
Yeah.
And I like to have fun. Guys aren't fun sometimes. You just sit and whine.
Yeah, but you know what kind of dude does she say she's always liked, you know? The bad boy.
Yeah, bad boy.
I do.
Yeah.
I want them to have their own life. I want them to be independent.
You want an a-hole with money.
Of their mother, their ex-wives, their ex-girlfriends.
I feel like you want an a-hole with money. That's it.
That doesn't like his mom.
No, I want him to like his mom, but I don't want to be living with his mother. Being dependent on a parent.
And she won't, but see, she won't just hook up, too. That's the other thing. She's not into the casual relationships.
Well, I mean, you know.
Do you want to deal with all of it, though?
I'm a germaphobe when it comes to that.
Nobody's got anything. You just got to relax.
Everybody has everything. Have you seen social media? Everybody's
everything. Oh, I've seen
everybody.
Enough.
It's disgusting.
You're the ultimate. Like, I don't know what fixes your situation.
A good guy.
I don't know what that is for you, like the perfect dude. I don't know if that exists.
You know, and it's not, it's when I have chemistry with somebody, it happens.
I failed that.
Huh?
It's too hard, man. It's
I failed chemistry.
1SP, 2SP, 3SP, who cares?
I'm not going to. I passed chemistry. Chemistry was easier than anatomy.
You mean to analyze you right now? I'll say
please,
analyze if it sounds
please.
Sexy. That you miss your husband.
That's, I mean, I've come
of
to
course,
terms with
of
it.
Course.
I miss him,
you
but
miss
in
your
a different
husband.
Way.
And you are trying to make your life so busy that you don't maybe notice as much. And I totally get that. I mean, I absolutely get that. But there's another Chris out there, maybe. You know, and he won't be exactly the same, or Christy, you know,
yeah.
But he won't be exactly the same. But you, I told you this before, and it was on the air, and I really meant it. Like, I think you don't want to be at home. You do not want to physically be in your house.
I mean, I even before I got married, I was
invite
busy.
Us over for dinner one night.
So
you ever
saying,
thought
would,
about that?
Would this be easier
sure.
if we took turns plowing you, like in the meantime?
No. I want to be plowed by a man who wants to plow me. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
You don't take a mercy plow. I mean,
I don't
on.
Take a mercy plow.
A plow's a plow. Either way, it's going to cut the garden up.
And maybe I'll find the love of my life. Who knows?
Oh, man. That's such a woman thing to say.
Her forever man.
So you like what you like.
I just want you to be happy, but I want you to slow down and quit looking for all these different things.
You know, I just want to keep busy because I feel like...
I know.
I don't want you too buff either.
I think that's what my husband used to sit and watch TV all the time, and I would sit there and just be antsy and go, okay, I'm going. You can watch this or you can come with me.
Yeah.
He's just not, you know, like if I had more time, I would just either be at the beach or the weekends or the mountains.
I know you got, you know, huge...
I love to travel.
Huge jugs, but it's hard to beat out of TV, you know?
Are you serious?
It really is. You know, I got two options with you. I got a lot of channels over here, HD, football. You can't throw a football. I can watch people throw a football on this TV. You know, what's up?
Your poor wife. Your poor wife.
Poor me.
Imagine she's in the car right
That's
now with her friends.
That's why she travels and goes to Disneyland.
I was
going
to say, she's like over there talking
bored.
To her family. Oh,
Please.
Yes, I love my family. Turns on the radio. There's my husband right here right now.
Yes,
you know, you just, you an bitch. Exaggeration of a character. You the biggest
yeah.
family man in the world.
Yeah.
Not size wise.
That's me. That's me from top to bottom. Whole family man over
the
here.
The biggest family man.
Putting on airs.
I can
you see what I'm doing right now? I'm pretty good at doing this from the hours of 1 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Don't you get bored?
Sitting on my ass. Not anymore.
91s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ciao. This is one of the songs that we'd drive to school in. Listen to.
Oh, yeah. If it wasn't classic.
Oh, God.
Before the Google feature, hum the song. How would you figure out who this was if you didn't know?
Like, whoever invented that feature?
Shazam?
Yeah. Genius. Terry Shazam, whoever it was.
God, how would you look this up? What is that song that has the... Is it a saxophone?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the brass, I guess. Woodwinds.
This is...
I want to hear the people that hum them, too.
Oh, man. I have a funny... Well, we don't have time to do it now, but I have a funny video of I was listening to a song with my earbuds in, and I was recording myself singing because I was like, God, I sound great right now. But when, because the earbuds were going in my ear, you can only hear me singing.
Yeah.
And it did not sound good at all.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You just want to talk about it?
So the saxophone was played.
This is saxophone?
By Raphael Ravenscroft.
Oh, he was a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, yeah, he's the one that played it on.
Who it is, Flubu?
Devin.
From downstairs?
No, not our Devin. This Devin's about to get married, though.
Devin's about to get married.
Yeah, boys.
Oh, wow, Devin.
Devin, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad.
About to get married. Are we congratulations? Are we,
condolences?
No, I feel pretty excited about it. I'd say it's a congratulations.
Well, congratulations. Are you, sending us an invite? Is there an open bar?
We get a lot of them.
Do you have one of them 360 spinning cameras where I can dance and be caught in 360?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, hey, that sounds like a great wedding gift. So yeah. Sure, why not?
Yeah. All right. So
you gotta have one for real.
So what's going on with you? You need advice?
Yeah. So I mean, I'm getting married pretty soon, and me and my fiance were tossed around this idea that I thought I'd share with y'all, and you know, just see what people think and get a second opinion.
Okay. I would go ahead and say, if you're calling from Simpsonville, don't swing at the reception. Is that what it was?
No. I'm good. No, I was talking about something else.
Okay.
That's a good tip.
Well, yeah. Now, yeah. I mean, it would be awkward, but it may be fun at the same time. You know, it depends on who all you invited.
Make sure they're not a relative.
Yeah. Oh. Absolutely, yeah, that amazing visual.
Yeah, sure.
just my Aunt Diane butt naked with some dude who probably crashed.
Oh, I had an Aunt Diane. Well, you had an aunt. I had an aunt. Aunt Diane. That's crazy. Yeah. your Aunt Diane was a
butt
wild
naked
one.
Diane.
Was she?
So no, yeah. But for real
though, what are you thinking about? What's going on?
So. What we're considering doing is we're considering really putting an ATM at the wedding, you know, maybe even a couple of them, right?
Wow.
Like we were thinking, you know, cash is king, right? It still is. And we'd rather people give money instead of a gift they would have brought anyway or maybe forgot to get.
So stupid question. We're talking about an ATM machine itself just sitting there like in the middle of the
not like
organ.
A square thing or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a real machine?
Yeah, exactly. Look, so that's why we aren't registered anywhere for gifts, right? We put the Venmo out so people can give, but, you know, we'd much rather have the cash.
Yeah, I would too.
That's definitely different. Not the usual, you know, wedding setup. How much are you hoping people pull out of this ATM? Like, what's the number in your mind? I mean, I don't know how many people you invited here, but, you know, I get what you're saying because people normally don't carry cash. And, you know, I have to say when I see on a particular day a lineup at the ATM machine, I'm thinking either child support or drugs. That's it. Why else are you getting cash out? It doesn't make sense. Or maybe they're going to Devon's wedding, or Devin, pardon.
Yep. That's where they're headed.
Devin, get the ATM machines! Yeah, remember the old things? Was it a particular nationality or whatever? They'd put the trees out in the thing, and you'd pin money to it, the money trees.
Oh, yeah. The Italians are bigger than the
I think it might have been. And then there was the one, remember the one I went to that time? They started busting plates. And I thought somebody was about to throw down, and that's how they show excitement, is busting plates. It was a Greek friend. We're still friends, in fact, unless he don't like me saying that on the radio.
I thought Devin was going to call to ask you to officiate it.
No, I don't do that no more. I'm not doing that anymore. So, like, what are y'all looking to, like, take this money and go on a vacation or, like, put down on a house? I mean, I don't know what money is to some people, you know, like big money, small money, you know?
Yep.
I mean, Hawaii, we were thinking of Hawaii. I mean, I don't know if anybody here has priced Hawaii lately, but it's not necessarily cheap. So, you know, I can't pay for, I don't know, luau's and boat rides with a, you know, toaster oven and stuff like that if somebody would want to get me.
Yeah.
Plus, we'll have a cash bar, too. So I figure, you know, with the ATMs, we make it convenient for people to access money while we're there. You know, like, why not?
I mean, it makes sense. You don't want to sit there with two or three toasters and blenders, like a lot of the same thing. I'd rather have the money, too.
I mean, don't ever give anybody a toaster for any gift. I mean, dude, when I was a kid, you got a toaster for setting up a new bank account. Like, the banks would give toasters away. What a wedding gift.
People know it's a cheap gift.
Yeah, no, don't do that at all. I think cash is always king with that. Putting the ATM machine there, it's kind of... You know what would be actually cute? And I can't believe I just used that word. if it comes out with a receipt and it has a little thank you message from y'all on the receipt, then it's like a sauvignon.
That's nice.
You wouldn't have to write them later.
Yeah,
they're already made.
You could already thank them with the digital thing.
I mean, you can rent. I'm looking to see that the cost to rent an ATM.
You can rent an ATM machine.
Yeah, you can. $50 to $120.
Damn, that's not. That's God. Let's get into that business.
That's like the permanent location, though. Oh, so.
Gotta be losing.
It's pretty expensive to put it in there. But why don't you just have them put something on the invitation where they can Venmo you?
Well,
do it in the wedding.
But like. You know, we had that that story several months ago where the people were actually charging, they were selling tickets to their wedding. And they're like, in lieu of gifts, you can buy a ticket to our wedding, and then you don't have to buy a gift. There's everything's inclusive and everything. And I'm like,
this is a better idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go to Dollywood and you see they have the $20 cups, and you're like, $20? But you can refill it all you like all day long. And it's like, suddenly, that was a damn good deal.
You can have them throw money at you while you're doing your dance.
Now you made it trashy. They're gonna do the garter belt next. Hey, what if somebody actually brings a gift? Are you not gonna take it?
I mean, we'll take it, but I don't think we'll throw it back at them or anything. But to be honest, it's probably going to a gift like a toaster or a blender or something. It'd probably go in the closet or regifted down the line. I mean, I'm not. Look, I won't sugarcoat it. I mean, I just feel like money is better and easier. Right. So, and I feel like we'd rather just be straight up about that.
So you're not calling in for advice. This just came off. You were just calling to like share this with us. Maybe we were talking about the marriage thing earlier or whatever. So you're not looking for advice at all. It's just you're just saying, hey, got an ATM machine. What's up?
I mean,
cool, actually.
I mean, my mind's pretty made up about it on my side.
Was it your idea or her idea? What?
Oh, she doesn't know I'm doing this yet.
Oh, wow.
When does a man ever make any decisions about the wedding without the wife?
That's a great point. Like, she's all, you know, that's the woman thing.
Gaw.
This is her dad.
So she may not like that idea.
So y'all are not registered anywhere, you said. So she's got what's her assumption about that? Is this both your first wedding, first time you both getting married, or is this one of those? Because you know if it's your second or third, the gifts aren't as good. They're just not. Uh-huh. They, especially if it's the same family members, are like, oh, here we go again.
They're tired of going to the wedding.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be real fancy. You can get registered anywhere, you know.
What about?
He don't need nothing, though. He wants money.
So if I go to your wedding, Devin, and I'm pulling out money to give to you, like I probably got to pay a fee. Are you getting the fee, too? How does that work?
I mean, if the ATM company wants to split fees with me, I'm not going to say no to that. But no, I mean, we're not trying to rob people. I just figured we just make it easy for people to spend.
Are you a money launderer?
Good question.
Oh, man.
But he mentioned Hawaii, too, so this might be
about. So this is, you know, really, I mean.
Stacking some cash.
Is this toward the honeymoon? Is it to pay for the wedding itself? Or is it just like. Hey, it's tradition. They give us stuff when we get married, and we don't need anything. Because you think about it, like, people are getting married a little older now. Their lives are already set up. They've got all their, you know, essentials and all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
So is this just money to play with?
I mean, I'd say it's all the above. I mean, weddings aren't cheap, right? And honeymoons cost a fortune. And I want it to be a great honeymoon, right? I mean, it'll be both of our first times getting married, right?
Okay.
And, you know, if I've got some leftover, I just feel like that's smart. You know, I'd rather have some extra bankroll than a crock pot, right? That I'm not going to use.
Plus, if we're talking about more than 100 people, I mean, you're really going to rake it in. I'm assuming they're going to be at least 50 or 60 bucks.
But what would, okay, so let's say, Fat Boy, you know Devin here. You've known him for, I don't know, 5 years. Constitutes a healthy friendship of sorts.
Yep.
What's Fat Boy give to a wedding?
This is the first wedding, too.
This is both their first. And you like her, too.
Yeah. You like them both, first wedding. You probably got to go 100, yeah. At least.
So if every – and you said how many guests do you have?
I'd say we got, like – 120 on the guest list.
That's respectable. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
God, dude, I can't math because I have a GED, but you could be raking in a lot of money.
If they gave you each $20.
12 grand.
20 bucks. You give them $20.
Well, I don't think, you know, You don't know how much people are going to donate when they don't see
Yeah, but
anything.
you would do 20?
No, I'm just saying in general that you probably would get that.
You got to pony up.
I would get one of those ATM machines that only shoots out $100 bills.
Oh, yeah, no fives.
And there's no chance in that.
I mean, are you going to just... Do you expect them to hand it over to you, or are you going to put it in one of those lock boxes?
See, that's another thing.
Because I wouldn't take it from them, because I would feel kind of...
Yeah, but if you're going to give me a $50 card and you're going to put a $50 gift card or a $50 bill and you're going to spend an additional $6 on a card to put it in, give me $56.
You don't want the card.
I don't want the card.
Just put
buy
the
an envelope. Give me $55.95. Like, Hallmark is just the biggest shysters in the world. Schleindlers, whatever it is.
Shiesty. Stacks of cash on a table.
And yeah,
at the
line
end of the
them
night,
up.
They count it.
Make a rap video at the end of that son of a bitch. All right, Devon. Devin,
good
best
idea,
of
though.
Luck to you and enjoy Hawaii. Aloha. Aloha, Devin.
Aloha to you too. Thank you, guys.
All right, dooters.
Sounds lovely.
That's the last place I'd want to go right now is Hawaii. They say the cost of living is like 5x what it was prior to that fire. And you know they're going to pass that on to the tourists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they don't like us there. They love the tourism dollars, but they don't like us.
Well, I mean, us meaning like those from...
Mainlanders.
The olden times. I mean, you think about that. They're like... It's, again, not for me to say, but like if I was Hawaii, I'd be more pissed at my king that sold the country.
Yep. I mean,
than the country that bought it.
We talk about how Texans want to be their own republic. Hawaii definitely does. They got more of an argument. I can see that. Texas, you just want everybody to know you're from Texas.
Or even Alaska. Like, I could see them be like, you know what?
Yeah.
We ain't even close to y'all.
Russia's already got backdoor, spy organizations going through there anyway, so let's go ahead and give it to them.
Well, yeah, they have that. And
I just gave them a backdoor into our country.
I tell you something, like real talk right now. I saw something yesterday that I fell into a rabbit hole, and I wish I could have got it back because it made me so, like, weird-minded thinking, weird about, the child trafficking coming out of Ukraine. Holy crap.
Oh, I can see that.
Holy. Like, that might be what a lot of all that really was about.
They masked a lot of that by sending families to Poland. Like, they were sneaking
yes!
out.
Yes! Insane! Making them act like they were sneaking out of the country, and they were transporting them, separating the kids from the parents, and selling them.
That's so
like,
vulgar.
They were saying, like, people were, like, going, like, $10,000 a kid.
Dude, what about
selling
here? They will go up to people here and just try to grab their kids right out of their parents' hands.
Like, just when you think these things can't stun you, like, just to find out that, like, all of this, I mean, not all of it, but a lot of this could be based in child trafficking?
Oh, my God.
Crap.
That's crazy.
We'll take a break and come back right after this. Thank you, Devon.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hello.
So how are you guys doing?
Doing what?
Who are you?
I'm Evelyn. How are you?
What did you just say?
Evelyn.
What are you trying to tell me?
What you going to tell me, dude?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full-figure divorced. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
So how good-looking are you?
Who is this?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full-figure divorced.
I bet you are.
Tell me about the fake boobs.
Fake boobs.
So how good looking are you?
I'm blonde, tall.
Are you gay?
Seven, five,
are you
seven.
Gay? Thinking about getting a penis enlargement?
Who is this?
Jeremy. I'm a man, 58 years old, full figure divorced. We have a report that the young man says that you rubbed his chest and his bum.
I hear you.
I'm a playboy.
I hear you.
Do you feel dirty? Do you feel cheap?
No, I don't.
I know that you're a whore.
Who's a whore?
You send harassing emails from fake accounts.
Well, you go to hell and don't call this number back, you little whore yourself.
Are you gay?
Eli.
You crazy bitch, I'm going to take you down.
You're crazy, you know what?
You don't have the balls.
You the one that ain't got the balls.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
I don't know who in hell you think you are, but you can go get screwed and tattooed.
Jeremy.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.